Have you noticed? I have. Those of you with children, and by the way, those of you without children or whose children have left the home, don't stop listening because this is going to relate to you too. When the children describe you, if you overhear them talking to a friend, especially the older kids, you know, 11, 12 on up, that morning, you might have said something like, "You need to go upstairs and clean that room." And that's how you said it. If you raised your voice, it was 5 or 6 decibels at most. You overhear them talking to their friend. "Oh, yeah. My mom was screaming at me this morning to clean up my room. She freaks out." Have you noticed that? I have discovered that if you tell a kid anything with a remotely raised voice, anything more than, "Sweetheart, might you quit punching your sister in the head? Do you think that would be one option? I'm sensing a lot of aggression." Anything above that, "Quit hitting your sister in the head," you will be tagged as a parent who yells, screams, freaks out, gets goofy, goes wild. Have you noticed that? It's true. And furthermore, even if you say something nice to the child, "Would you please go up and take care of your clothes all over the floor?" it will be interpreted, characterized, and communicated to other people's like, "Oh yeah, my mom was all over me about my room this morning." Notice that? Have you noticed? I've noticed this. This is everywhere. Peter, if you're listening, this is for you. My kids don't listen. Of course, what'll probably happen is that they will say something like, "Yeah, Dad was on the radio today screaming at us, getting all crazy. Yeah, my parents will go crazy." You ever notice that? "No, I didn't ask my mom if I could stay out till 11. Why? Oh, she'd go crazy." You wouldn't go crazy, you just say no. But I have realized that in any situation, now by the way, this is going to apply to adults too, but we'll leave it right at kids for the moment. In any situation where you scold a child, give a child an instruction, limit a child, prohibit a child, you haven't just basically said no as a parent. You haven't basically given an instruction as a parent. No. You went wild. You went crazy. Now, adults do this to other adults too. I have noticed this. For example, we are now a culture that says we don't disagree. We don't. Oh, yuck. Don't talk about stuff where there's a difference of a viewpoint. Ooh, we're uncomfortable. We don't like that. A debate or an exchange of ideas. Oh, that makes people uncomfortable, doesn't it? Can't we all just be, let's just be Rodney King. Let's just all get along, okay? So what tends to happen is, for example, if you engage in a conversation with a relative about some moral issue, and your stance is, well, how shall I say, more moral than theirs, I doubt that they're going to come away from the conversation, no matter how gentle you are, no matter how sweet you are about it, away from the conversation with the attitude of, "Oh, that was enjoyable. I mean, I got to hear a perspective different than my own, and it was enlightening. And I had never really looked at it that way, but I must admit, from a certain perspective, I can understand her arguments." No. It's going to be, "Oh, I was really uncomfortable. Oh, I couldn't wait to get off the topic. It was just, you know, we're having such a great time. We were talking about mini prints and how certain mini prints will go with bathroom curtains. But she brought up this issue about abortion, and it was like, why are you going there? Have you noticed that? And by the way, I try to practice what I'm preaching here, because one of the rules of this program is if you disagree with me, if you want to challenge me, if you think I'm a big doofus, you're put straight to the front. That is the quickest way to hopscotch over everybody waiting in line. No question about it. I do not run from somebody wanting to say, Dr. Roy Ganoli or whatever your name is, you're a disagreeable, unpleasant wretch, and I don't like your opinion. And, you know, when that happens, I will tell Andrew, my call screamer, Andrew, please put my wife straight to the front.